being a political cartoonist in China is not an easy, safe career choice. I don't think that statement would really surprise anyone. But what might come as a surprise is that one of China's most well-known political cartoonists lives here in Australia. He goes by the name Buddy Otow, and that is to protect his identity. Buddy Otow, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
You weren't a cartoonist until you left China and you came to Australia. When did that happen, and what compelled you to start drawing political cartoons?
I think that about 3 years ago, I finally started to express myself with cartoon. At the moment, I'm actually using the social media in China to post my cartoons. That was a period that a Chinese version of Twitter, which is called Weibo, started to be very popular in China. It surprised me because it seemed it's a new platform for people to express their ideas freely. So I think I can take a good use of it. But unfortunately, now Weibo has become a desert for expression. So I kind of moved myself to Twitter.
So I think that that kind of suppression of Weibo, the shutting down, 30 times, this is a huge attempt to stop you, to shut you down.
Yeah, it's actually by shutting down for more than 30 times, I've already, for me, it's a clear message to say, okay, this kind of language or this kind of drawing is not accepted in China. But on the other hand, you'll see, actually, people like me, many people like me, I keep trying to do the same thing until they can, until they're in prison. These including the ones I know well, including the ones I never meet. So all these brave people are actually inspire me to keep going. But I do feel it is very not efficient way to speak for myself on Weibo anymore, because the platform was monitored very carefully by the government and manipulated all the time. But as you know, Twitter compared with Weibo seems a better platform for me to keep doing the same thing. Only because the Great Firewall system in China, people don't get access to Twitter as much as they use Weibo in China.
Yeah, that's right. So I wonder how does that work for the exposure of people to your work? Because that is the problem. I mean, Weibo is the way people operate on social media in China. Most people I know don't operate on Twitter in China.
Yeah, I know. When Weibo is such a desert that there's no message can be released, and I have to choose this second best one, which is Twitter. Although the audience are not as many as on Weibo, but the quality of the audience actually are better, I believe, because the people who would try to use VPN or other method to go around the GFW are the ones who truly care about the truth of China. And on that base, actually, my work is spreading with that group of audience well. And somehow, because these audience are so like love my work, they would be volunteer to somehow uploading my work inside of China with their way. So I was like, although I'm kind of far away from Weibo by using Twitter, but because the quality of the audience, they will help me to spreading my work inside of China.
I know you've also come under large-scale attacks on Twitter. How does this work, and who do you suspect is behind it?
Ah, yes. It happened last year when I draw 5 portraits for feminists who get arrested in China. And after that, I just find on my Twitter, there's so many language abuse appear on my timeline. I think they're trying to using this incitation to warning me or stopping me. So this does work for a while, because probably it's the first time really I receive all this kind of personal threatening or personal attack. But, you know, I have to react. I mean, this is what they want. And if I give them what they want, they will win. And more people will be in danger who like me. And to be honest, I'm an Australian compared with the people who is fighting China. I'm much more safer than these people. So that leaves me more space to fight back, I guess.
Memes and plays on words are even more important in China than they are here in Australia. You have fun with this, I think, in your cartoons. What do role things like Chim and Meow and some of the other work you've done have in online protests and discussions about politics in China?
Yeah, this comes with two aspects. One is actually because the censorship system in China is so sophisticated. So we have to go around with it sometime by using or by playing the sound of the words. So maybe it's a good chance to dodgy all this censorship system. The other thing is, I mean, playing with these words like Chairman Mao and Chairman Miao somehow make a joke with their seriousness. Because the dictatorship, the authoritarian is really value their rightness or justice by using this poker face. So when you really play around with it, it's actually working better than just fighting straightly with them. It's a tricky way to do.
Mm. And most recently, you've drawn portraits of imprisoned human rights lawyers, the Black Friday lawyers, referring to the crackdown last year on China's human rights lawyers by the government. What made you decide to tackle this issue in a style different to your usual cartoons?
I think it's very important to react, especially when you see such a human rights crisis. And the most direct way is their faces. Because the number is so huge, it's like more than 300 lawyers and activists are got involved in this mess. And all of them are in this big crisis. And when the number raised, people would think it's only a number. So I think it's important to make it back to say they're all like individuals who got detained or tortured in this system. And their face actually telling more about it. The other thing is drawing portrait with the unified style is actually like building a brand for it. So make the message easier to spread and telling the people they're all going through the same miserable situation there.
Do you hope to return to China one day?
Yes, of course. I miss my hometown. But as long as I don't have the freedom to express myself, as long as I still don't have the space to do my art, I would choose to stay in Australia or anywhere which allow me to do the thing I want to do.
Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your story.
Sure, you're welcome.
And that's Buddy Otao, the Chinese cartoonist. He lives and works here in Australia, and his new ebook is called Watching Big Brother, Political Cartoons by Buddy Otao. We'll link to it on the RN Drive website.